All right, y'all, welcome to the Ball Brothers. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
Today, we're doing something brand spanking new. First of all, we're telling you that we're on tour. I don't know what day this airs, but if it ain't the end of November, then we're on tour. Check the links in our bio. Get yourself some Tilkits.
Tilkits.
Me and Tony going to be making you laugh, man. We're going to be doing a dang thing. You feel me?
It's going to be a good time.
Today, we are doing the best five Denzel Washington movies in order, and me and Tony must agree.
We got to agree.
And I don't know what his picks are. He don't know what mine are.
Yeah.
But it's the top five Denzel movies in order.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, first, I feel like, should we submit ones for the, like, for the pot of movies?
We could do that.
Okay, so I'll do my first submission that I feel like there's no way you're going to say no to this.
I already know where you're going.
Malcolm
with
X.
Yes, of course.
Malcolm X.
Of course.
Malcolm X is only bested by Sister Act 2. It's the only movie I think is better than Malcolm X. Sister Act 2.
I was going to go the whole day without mentioning all right, Sister Act 2.
All right, okay.
You open the door.
Oh, come on.
You open the door.
Come on.
You open the
Is
door.
Is it the internet? Should we start over?
I say we start over.
You say we start?
Yeah.
It's all janky.
So what? Can they hear us still?
They can hear us?
It says it's frozen for them. They're saying frozen.
Can y'all hear us in the freeze? Let us know if y'all can hear us in the freeze. I don't think they can. Frozen 2, Electric Boogaloo. They say the internet connection is fast. What the hell going on? What the hell? We back?
We back?
Y'all can hear us and see us, right? The double
all right,
up.
Cool. So should we start over? What was the last thing y'all said? I feel like we was on the phone. What was the last thing I said that y'all heard?
Sister Act 2.
Okay,
said,
forget it. We're back. Okay. So I'm going to submit my first movie to the court.
Okay.
Malcolm X.
Good choice. Okay. I got no disagreement.
There's no way that's coming off.
It's staying in there.
Okay. All right.
What
you got?
It's in there. Okay. So I'm going to go Training Day.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's my one and two.
Okay.
That's the yin and yang of Denzel.
Okay.
I feel like those are the two films that are... I feel like he can do more, but he has shown us on wax,
right,
so to speak. This is the difference in my range.
Yeah.
Now here's where it gets tricky for Denzel.
Yeah.
How do I say this? There's some movies where Denzel's performance, he's really consistently great.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But how is it greater? Right. So what I mean is like Great Debaters.
Uh-huh.
And say, for example, football movies.
Remember the Titans. Yeah.
Which performance is better? Which movie is better? To me, that's Great Debaters is Remember the Titans for debate.
Right.
And Remember the Titans is Great Debaters for football.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how do you decide which movie is better? Now, Glory, for example,
uh-huh,
I can say this is a different performance, different movie.
Right.
But is that even a Denzel movie? Or is he in that movie? Because he's not the lead.
He's not the lead,
but he steals the show.
He's crucial. Yeah.
He's absolutely crucial.
We remember that movie for him.
Glory Tear.
Yeah.
Iconic moment.
Right.
Get your hands off me, grave digger.
Yeah.
You think you're better than me? Never. And Morgan Freeman. You think you're better than me? You're going to run the white man out here. Don't you want to know? Huh? And then he took his boots off. No socks.
Yeah.
Rugged feet.
The feet was toe off,
the feet
man.
Was turkey
the Civil War
necks.
Feet.
They was turkey legs at Disney.
Man,
I mean, they fall off the boat.
Get the black eyed peas going on the side.
Come on. So I don't know how so you want to just keep going movie for movie?
We can go through his filmography.
Okay.
And see which ones is just like, all right, it's not making it. And then we contender.
Okay, let's do it. Down.
So we're going all the way back. Okay. So we're going back to A Soldier Story he was in, but he was part of an ensemble.
Okay. That's the first time I think he said, get your hands off me, actually.
Probably so.
That's where that, I can't remember his name, the older light-skinned actor, people say they don't like him to this day.
Oh, the drill sergeant type
drill
dude.
Drill sergeant
yeah,
dude.
He was fantastic in that.
Oh, we're starting over, Leah. We're starting over, y'all.
I don't know what's happening. This is crazy.
Because Greg's going to be all messed up.
I'm trying to do time codes for him.
Well, Greg sucks at editing.
I already got this out of order. Yeah, let me go over here. This is crazy.
The other thing, Leah, if the internet is messed up, like if it keeps stopping, we can just record locally and then I can stream on the phone. It's that dog on Spectrum, man. I can never have nothing to say because it's always Spectrum. Spectrum. That's what the problem is every time.
What you change, cuz?
I have over 3 million fans on Facebook, 2 million fans on Instagram, 1 million on YouTube, 1 million on TikTok.
We back, y'all.
Are we back?
For now. We back? Y'all can hear us and see us simultaneously?
Should we start all over? For Greg?
Start all over again.
We didn't really get that far.
Let's start over for Greg, man. Okay, we'll do this for Greg.
For Greg, all right.
For Gregory.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Ball Brothers. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
We're doing something brand new, but before we get to that, let's tell you right now, we're on tour.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know what day this is going to air, and I'm not doing the math. I don't have time. Just go to KevOnStage.com or TonyBakerComedy.com. Click the link in our bio. Mm-hmm. Check our pages. See what cities are left. We'll be on tour through November. Almost Thanksgiving.
Almost Thanksgiving.
Right, so if it's right Thanksgiving there. And you're watching this, then don't check.
Right.
All right. Matter of fact, check. You don't know what we might be having. It might be in a year from now. You don't know what
right.
we're doing.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
So we're doing something new today. We're doing the top 5 Denzel movies ranked in order.
In order.
And Tony and I must agree.
Gotta agree.
All right. So I'm going to kick it off with my first entry that I think there's no way that you kick off.
Right.
And that's Malcolm X.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay. Fantastic film. Early in Denzel's career,
yeah.
Many of us learned about Malcolm X from that movie.
Uh-huh.
I then went back and read the autobiography, and it had a lot of stuff. I mean, it wasn't everything. Obviously, the book can cover more.
Right.
But iconic performance.
Of course.
Accepted? Contender?
Yeah,
for sure.
Hell yeah.
All right? Go ahead.
Hell
you got yours.
Piss yeah. All right? I'm going to submit Training Day.
Of course.
Yeah, just, you know, iconic performance. It just showed us a different side of Denzel we hadn't seen before.
Yeah,
at that time, you know, it was him in villain mode. But even his villain mode, it was still just like, is he a villain?
Mm-hmm.
He kept us guessing the whole time. It's quotable. It's
big quotes.
It's, to this day, still rewatch it. That's a movie.
Oscar winning.
Mm-hmm. If I catch it on, I'm gonna watch it.
Doesn't matter what part.
Don't matter what part.
I've caught it in the where they're in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And even though I know what happens, I'd be like, they finna kill Drake.
Hey, man, he was in that tub, shotgun to his nostrils, dog. Can you imagine how scary that is?
And if he wasn't a good Samaritan, he'd be dead.
Oh, my God.
And he lucky the wallet fell out.
Man, it just so happened to fall
just
out.
Just so happened
what
that
are
he
the
was,
chances?
Man.
He was dead.
When did you figure out what Denzel was doing in that movie?
In that moment, when he set him up with the essays, that's when I was like, oh, he really is a villain.
Because
I was still back and forth up to that point. Because I thought maybe the cop that he killed was corrupt. Or, you know, I ain't know what was going on for sure.
Yeah.
But then in that moment, when he was trying to kill, because I knew Jake was legit.
Jake was legit.
So
once
he was like, I'm going to kill Jake, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he trash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now here's where we come to a little fork in the road.
Yeah.
Now, Denzel is a victim of his greatness
mm-hmm.
as far as ranking goes.
Yeah.
Because he's so consistently good in his movies.
Right.
How do you tell the difference? For mm-hmm. example, Great Debaters versus Remember the Titans.
Right.
His performance equally as good.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you decide? Both good movies, both uh-huh. enjoyable. I'm not even saying these two should be in his top 5. I'm just saying he has a lot of movies.
Right.
Like that. Man on Fire.
Yeah.
You know, and Denzel.
John Q.
Yeah. And all that. But anyway, I'm going to just submit to you one I think you might consider.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to get tough.
Right.
And it's probably going to get tough on the ranking
as well.
It's
going to be tough, man.
I'm going to submit Glory because it's one of my earlier Denzel things.
Yeah.
And he has the bonus of winning an Oscar for that as well.
Yeah.
Best Supporting Actor, mm-hmm. some 80, 86, 88?
89. Yeah.
Okay. First Oscar. Uh-huh. So it was back-to-back Training Day. Not back-to-back, but what we're talking about, back-to-back. Iconic movie. Wasn't even like his lead, but it was more of an ensemble cast.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I guess Matthew Broderick and
Morgan Freeman. And Cary Elwes. Those are the names above the title.
Cary Elwes was above Denzel.
No. Not in that. I think it was Matthew Broderick. It might have been Morgan Freeman.
Oh, you're
second.
Saying those four people?
They were above the title.
All four of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
got you. I thought you were saying.
No.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So now, Tony, I don't know.
Okay.
It gets tricky because he got a lot of movies. We got Highs to Lowest in there.
Yeah. People are not liking that movie.
I'm just joking. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I liked it, but people, they not liking it. Yeah. In my review comment section, they not feeling it.
And I heard the score. It's like.
The music is, but Spike Lee's music has always been overbearing.
It really, he do
his
be
His music
in there.
Be like, turn it up, turn the volume up. From School Days on back, man, his music be loud. Spike Lee has always had loud
on the
music.
Shot.
Yeah.
Spike
Lee be like, turn that shit up. I can't hear it. Like, Spike, it's loud. Nah, man, crank it up a little bit. His music has always been loud, his whole filmography. So,
peeps, food is my biggest expense. It's just my biggest expense in life. Like, the amount of money I spend on food weekly is crazy. It's crazy. You know, outside of like, you know, my house, food is number two. I feel like the amount I spend on food is just crazy. And you really don't have to spend big bucks or tons of time in the kitchen to make delicious food at home, all right? When you use Every Plate, you get restaurant-level deliciousness every week, week after week, with recipes like crispy buffalo ranch chicken and cheesy Mexican street corn hash. That's crazy, man. Cheesy Mexican street corn hash. That sounds amazing to me. It sounds amazing. And I know y'all be like, Tony, you're vegetarian, but I still know what sounds good, okay? And you'll spend less on these flavor-packed homemade meals than you would on your normal groceries or at a restaurant. Cooking the same things over and over. Is that what you're doing? Cooking the same things over and over? That's me. I cook the same things over and over. So you can up your dinner game in 30 minutes or less with Every Plate's clear, easy-to-follow recipes. Thanks to Every Plate's constantly rotating weekly recipes delivered right to your door, you'll always have the best answer to what's for dinner. All right. So what are you waiting for? Dig into these flavor packed meals your household will love. New customers can enjoy this special offer of only $1.99 a meal. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use the code BALD199 to get started. That's BALD199 to get started. Applied as discount on first box. Limited time only. Man, you can't beat that. $1.99 a meal and you can get varied meals? Come on, man. Again, go to everyplate.com/podcast and use the code BALD199 to get started. That's cheap, man. Because the price I pay when I go out and get something to eat every day, like when I get my little smoothie bowl and my avocado toast, I'm looking at $45. You can get these meals for $1.99, man. Come on, man. Get in on that Every Plate. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
Let's talk about his Academy Award nominated performances. Mm-hmm. We'll just throw that out there first. So Glory kicked it off. Then he was nominated for Malcolm X.
He was robbed because
gave it to Al Pacino. Al Pacino for
Cinema Woman.
Yeah. They just did that because they owed Al Pacino.
But you shouldn't owe people, man.
I know, I agree.
It's not my fault, man.
I agree. The fact that Al Pacino never had an Oscar up until that point is insane.
That's why Jamie Lee Curtis beat Angela Bassett and Stephanie Sue. And I loved Angela Bassett.
Yeah.
If Angela didn't win and Stephanie Sue won for...
You can't hate on that.
I wouldn't be mad.
Jamie Lee Curtis did.
But Jamie Lee Curtis wasn't even the best supporting actor in the movie that she was in.
Agreed.
And she won.
Agreed.
Because they owe her Hollywood starlet.
They didn't owe her, though, in terms of...
I don't know what they felt like they didn't owe
Jamie Lee Curtis.
For what?
It wasn't like she had a long resume of just, like, Oscar killer.
She's just been in Hollywood been for in a long time, and her family been like, that's cool, man. Yeah. Give her the little honorary.
No disrespect.
Honorary. No disrespect. Yeah. JLC, I like Activia.
Yeah.
I love probiotics in my yogurt, man. But that ain't got nothing to do with what we talking about right now.
Right.
Man, my bad. I just was still pissed off at that.
I feel you.
Hot dog fingers. Nigga, so
the hot
what?
Hot dog jiggly wet fingers.
That she was in the movie for like 3 minutes, and it wasn't like a Viola Davis doubt 3 minutes where it was like, dang.
Man, she made
that
her
was
presence
a scene.
Felt.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was like, oh, Jamie Lee Curtis got hot dog fingers.
Right.
Move along. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. So Malcolm X, he was nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was nominated again for The Hurricane.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even know he got nominated for that.
He did.
That was a stellar performance.
That's one of my favorite performances of his ever. Then he was nominated and won for Training Day. Then he was nominated again for... Nominated again for Flight.
Good
and then, no,
he wasn't.
He wasn't.
Was Tom?
Yes, he won for that. Tom Hanks won for Philadelphia. Then the next year he won for Forrest Gump. So he did the back. So he was nominated for Flight. He was nominated for Fences. He was nominated for Roman J. Israel.
I did not see Roman.
Nobody
J.
ever seen that movie.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
How was it?
It was cool. But his performance was good. Anytime people be like, Denzel plays the same character. I was like, did you see Roman J. Israel? I'm like, no. Well, then shut up. Just shut up. Shut it up. Then he was also nominated for The Tragedy of Macbeth. So those are all his nominated and or won Oscar performances.
Okay.
So out of the Oscar-nominated performances, I feel like we could put The Hurricane in the discussion.
Okay, so now here's my thing, right? Mm-hmm. To me, his performance is a part of the equation.
Right.
But the movie
itself
also,
has to be. We talking movies.
We talking movies now. Now, I like Hurricane.
I love that movie.
Right? Now, and here's my point. Love Denzel in He Got Game.
Yeah.
One of my favorite performances.
Yeah.
Would not argue that He Got Game is a great movie because Ray Allen absolutely stinks. He stinks it up.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
As a young person, I did like the recruiting part of the movie.
Oh, I bet you did.
I was like,
it was boobs in there.
And he wasn't talking.
Yeah.
Okay. But man, I was like, Broy, Ray Allen, man, stick to dribble.
Yeah.
What's that High School Musical? No, no, no. Stick to the stuff you know. I want to hand him the ball. Dribble it and shoot it and shut your mouth, man. So I wouldn't argue that's a great Denzel movie
because
I don't think Ray Allen stinks it up. Even though it was a great movie, I think... He Got Game is out. And that's how... So Hurricane, if you go in top five, I cannot say it's top five of the Denzel?
Well, let's do this.
Okay.
Let's get the rule outs out the way.
Okay, rule them out.
Rule them out. Okay. Carbon copy. We're ruling it out because you probably never even seen it.
Virtuosity.
Virtuosity's out. Power is probably out. Never seen it. Cry of Freedom is out. For Queen and Country is out. The Mighty Queen.
Is that where he had the British accent?
Yeah.
Woo!
Out.
You think my British accent is bad? Denzel was like, man, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
He don't do the accent.
One and done. Yeah. That's why he don't do it
more. That's why he didn't do it in Gladiator.
Nah, hell no. For Queen and Country is out. The Mighty Queen, although it was good, out. He was Jamaican.
This early
Denzel. I'm going in chronological order here. Glory is still in contention.
Yeah.
Heart Condition is out. Mo Better Blues, dope. It's not.
I wouldn't say top five. Really do like it though.
Yeah, it's dope.
Love it. But him and Spike acting
for sure.
Yeah, Busted Lip can't play the trombone. Right. I mean the trumpet.
Cool ass movie.
Cool.
Mississippi Masala is out.
Chicken Tikka Masala.
Good
is
movie
in.
Out. Ricochet, dope movie out.
Don't even know that one.
Oh, you never seen Ricochet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's a good action thriller. John Lithgow is the villain. Malcolm X, we already discussed. Yes. Much Ado About Nothing is out.
That's Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Nope.
Ensemble piece. The Pelican Brief, Julia Roberts and him, out.
Man.
It's out, man.
It's out, but that's a good movie.
It is a good movie. But we got to narrow it down to the five.
We're narrowing.
All right, all right. Philadelphia, In Contention.
In Contention.
We'll set it up on the counter. Right.
Set it on the counter for now.
Crimson Tide. It's about to get tougher now because we got all his filler out the way.
Yeah, he in his
Crimson
bag
Tide
right
is tough. But I don't think it's top
it's probably
five.
Not top five.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll take it out.
Okay.
Virtuosity, big out.
Big out. Russell Crowe crushed him in there.
This is in my personal top five, but I know it's not going to make it. Okay. Devil in the Blue Dress.
Love Devil in the Blue Dress.
I love that movie.
Probably not top five.
Probably not.
We're not going to agree.
Yeah. Courage Under Fire. I think it's out.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you.
Good movie, though.
Yeah.
Preacher's Wife is cute. Out.
See, you don't like cute.
Out.
That's your problem. We wanted out. Whitney Houston to have sex with the angel. We wanted to cheat on her husband who wasn't even cheating on her. All he wanted to do is get the roof on the church or do something with the church. And we was like, yeah, yeah, smash the angel, Whitney. Give the angel
y'all
some human coochie.
Y'all wanted Whitney Houston to cheat in the name of the Lord. And I want you to admit it.
Not only with the name of the Lord, with one of his angels.
Yes.
He was like, yeah, man, angel, fine, y'all. Do some sex.
Y'all wanted this.
What's wrong with us, man?
Sick of
y'all
it,
y'all wanted
man.
Celestial pumps.
Women be wanting other women to cheat in these romantic comedies, man. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the double standard. Meg Ryan been a trifling heifer in every romantic comedy.
I'll have what she's having.
Except when Harry Met Sally. She was legit in that one. But You Got Mail and the Sleepless in Seattle, man. She had a dude already. Sick of y'all trying to get with the good guy. Yeah. But she got a whole nother man.
All right, get it
okay,
out.
Okay, out
right,
of there.
All right.
Fallen.
Oh, snap.
Slept on Jim.
Yo, Fallen is a great.
Yeah.
Okay, now you got to contend with Fallen.
Okay, so we leave it. We're putting it on the side.
Man, because, hey, now.
Fallen is good.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
When he was singing.
Yeah.
Time is on my side.
Yes, it is. It's a creepy film.
It's a freaking creepy film. Mm-hmm. I have forgotten about Fallen.
Fallen was a good time. But we'll put it on the side.
Put it on the side towards okay. the back of the contender.
All right. He Got Game is out.
Ray Allen.
You say Ray Allen.
He missed
ruined
the shot
it for you.
There.
The Siege is out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bone Collector is
now,
out.
See, I was going to say, I really like Bone Collector when
movie.
I thought of Fallen, but I wouldn't say it's top five. Really good movie, though.
Dope movie.
You know, he was in his thriller bag, his yeah, little suspense.
For sure.
His
he was posted up in that bed just moving his head.
Yeah, it made me a little bit afraid of... Taxis for a minute.
Yeah.
Remember the little lock thing?
Yeah.
And then you're...
You're done.
You're done.
You're stuck in there.
You're stuck.
That's crazy.
All right.
Okay, so it's out.
Yeah.
The Hurricane. I want to keep... Let me just keep it on the side.
I think you can
man.
Contend, man. He turned in a great performance, and the movie's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Contend. Okay. Contend.
All right. Remember the Titans is in the conversation.
Got to be.
Okay. Training Day, as we already stated, it's in there.
Solidified.
John Q. In the conversation.
See, that's what I'm saying. John Q got to be in there.
Yeah.
It got to be in there.
It's in the conversation.
It might be four or five, but I mean.
John Q is
in there,
the mix.
Okay.
Antoine Fisher. This is an important film to me personally.
I know. What happened to
you? It made me look for my real pops.
You was impacted.
Even though it wasn't my real pops, but I thought it was my real pops at the time because my fatherhood story was...
You had the little ritual. You had
yeah,
a reverse.
Yeah. But at the time...
Yeah, you had a little play action.
It just opened my mind up to looking for pops.
Viola Davis is in there. Trash.
Yeah, big trash.
Big trash.
I know it's not top five,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, yeah.
Very important movie.
Who Acquired for the Little Boy?
Man.
And Who Acquired for the Little Boy? I was like, oh, man, the Little Boy, man.
Tough.
Come on, y'all. What's going on with the Little Boy, man?
Tough, man. That movie's
Who
tough.
Acquired for the...
That
I'm
movie folded dead. Me up.
Folger's Crystal.
Folded, dog.
Hey, when, you know, my real dad, I got the whole thing going
Ooh,
on.
I was, cried
he was
hard.
I was like,
Who I made a noise. The Boy? I did a little... And this is when I wasn't crying at movies at that time. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, you're sensitive in that area.
Man.
All right.
All right, so Antoine Fisher's out. Out of Time is a good time, but it's out.
That's Paula Patton? Is that?
No.
That's Deja Vu.
Yeah, Sanaa Lathan is in this, and Eva
that's
Mendes.
That's the sex scene that they was fawning over a couple months back on Twitter. He smashes Sanaa Lathan in there.
Yes.
You got me like this or like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like this.
Yep.
Denzel. Put it in me, Denzel.
Denzel was up to no good, so he's trying to cover his tracks.
Could you do a sex scene?
That's the thing, man. I'd rather do a sex scene than a love scene.
What's the difference?
I don't like people seeing me kiss.
So you rather go pumps? I'd
rather
kiss?
Just be all pumps, no kiss. I can fake the pumps all day.
But what about the like the pump? The kiss lead up. Not like not romantic kiss, but you know they're like, you know, how movies they love a good nostril breathy kiss. Smash against the kiss, knock the furniture down.
Take for example, Sinners. Right? Remember when Smoke had got back with his ex?
Yeah,
they was
Mary.
In the store for a while. Then they just started smashing in the store.
I'm sorry. Smoke is with Smoke. Annie.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. At her thing.
They in her with shop the lift or whatever. Up. The lift up, the skirt just hit it from the back. They didn't kiss.
I can do that. You can go straight pumps.
Man, let's get the skirt up. We going in. I could do that.
You
scene.
Can go straight pumps.
I can go straight pumps. But the makeouts and the kissing.
So when Stack was kissing Mary and the whole spit in the mouth, you couldn't do the spit in the mouth. What is it about your kissing? Are you a weird kisser?
No, I've just always been like, I don't want people seeing it. I don't want people seeing me kissing, man.
You kiss with your eyes open or something?
No. They'd be closed. I don't know what it looks like from the outside, but I just feel like they're watching.
You've thought about this.
Yeah, this has been a thing for me. Any girl that has ever dealt with me knows, like, I don't like kissing.
Oh, so you don't do public?
No.
So you'd rather do a porn than a kissing scene?
I'd rather do straight pumps. Remember
Montgomery Ward.
Remember old dude at the end of the first season of Insecure when he was breaking old girl down from Best Buy? I could do that all day and night. Cheeks out. But the kissing, man, like I'll kiss my girl
in
out
life.
In public.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's not gonna be no full makeout. It's not gonna be no butteriness. It ain't gonna be it's gonna be like, hey, smooch, and then I'm look around. I'm trying to get out of it, man, but that's always been a thing for me. Like in my wedding, I was like, man, they're looking.
That's like a peck. Maybe
I know,
passionate peck.
But people are zeroed in on the peck.
That's hilarious.
They like, man, let's watch them kiss. But around the corner when nobody's around, oh, I'll devour you whole. Down to the shoes. All you see is a woman's shoes hanging out my mouth. Like, you devoured her. Hey, man. Nobody was around. Because I enjoy kissing a lot, but I just can't be
watched. Just do it, man. Make it dark, man. All right.
I can't be, you know. And then they got to be fake on camera. It's tough.
Yeah, and then you got to take the takes.
Yeah, multiple takes
of
the kissing.
Multiple takes of the kissing. And then the people in there, so the people watching you during the filming, and then the people are going to also watch the film.
Yes. Close-ups.
Yeah, I had to
zoom in on the kiss.
I kissed that girl, and I was like, ow, I feel dirty.
Man.
Guys, here's what I want you to do. All right? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to enter the room dick first. All right? Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch. Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave you downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. I tried Blue Chew. Had a great time in New York. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say is I had a great time in New York and Blue Chew was there. Blue Chew was there. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Blue Chew was there. I'm not going to need I say any more. I had a great time in New York. Blue Chew was there. It was in the equation. Guys, this isn't about performance. This is about legacy or third leg. You see what I did there? Give her group chat something to talk about. You know, when you lay it down, they're talking about how it gets up. Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use the code BALD at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
All right, keep going.
It's awkward. All right, bet. Man on fire.
See, that's
I want it in contention.
That's what I'm saying. Man on fire Actually, I think Man on Fire is better than Deja Vu.
As a movie. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You was at the crossroads on that?
I really like Deja Vu.
Deja Vu was good.
Eric Alexander was in there. I recently just watched Deja Vu when I was on vacation. I was like, man, let me cue up Deja Vu.
Yeah, Deja Vu.
Okay, Man on Fire in contention.
Okay, all right, bet. Manchurian Candidate is out.
I didn't like that. Okay. He was cool, but I was just like, that was a remake, too.
That was what?
That was a remake.
Yeah. It was good, though.
It was cool.
But yeah, all right.
Not top five.
Inside Man. Good time, but it's not top five.
You know, I like Inside Man as a different Spike Lee movie.
Yeah.
More than I would argue it's a top five Denzel movie.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
All right. Deja Vu, as we said.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
American Gangster.
Ooh.
It's in the conversation.
In the conversation. Okay. Great Denzel. Great film.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe. Him and Denzel do good work together.
They do. Yeah.
Killing Idris Elba in the street.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you on that.
Okay.
That might be in.
Okay. All right. We got it right there.
Now we got a problem. I'm going to tell you right now, we got a problem. Yeah, this is the problem. You give me Malcolm X.
Yeah.
That's Big Joker.
Right.
Right? Or Little Joker. Training Day for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how you take Glory off there. So if you were to put American Gangster, that means there's only one movie left?
Glory's coming off.
Yeah. Wait.
All right, but before we get to the breakdown.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we're getting rid of stuff.
They tried to kill my wife.
Yeah. Yep. Chest pump. The Great Debaters out.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Shout out to Journey Smollett, though.
For sure. The Taking the Pelham 1-2-3 out. Okay.
I was just going to say that when you said Inside Man. Man, get these trains the hell out of here, man.
Book of Eli. I like Book of Eli a lot, but it's not
I wouldn't
top
argue
five.
Top five. Yeah. Did enjoy, though.
I did. I really like that
he
movie.
He was blind, man. I watched it was all that about movie the Bible, a lot, y'all.
For some reason. Unstoppable is stoppable.
Is that this train?
Inside of, yeah.
Yeah, he had a little train situation going.
He did.
He was like, man, trains,
almost did back-to-back trains, y'all. All right. Safe House, out.
Yeah, is that Mark Wahlberg? Or no, Ryan that's Two
Reynolds.
Guns.
Ryan Reynolds.
A different way.
Yeah. Flight. Great performance, but it's not top five.
Me and Tony say I'm hungry right now. Because anytime. Of that, I'm whatever.
I always
right
say
now.
in that case.
I'm drunk right now.
Yeah, even Call of Duty, I'll be like, only got one kill. There's always that cadence. So Flight is out.
Okay, Flight is out.
Two Guns is out.
Yeah, Two Guns was just...
It was
why
there.
Did they make that?
It was there.
He got the bread.
You know what I'm saying? The Equalizer, dope, but out.
Get them all out then.
Okay, all you three Equalizers are out.
Especially the third one. Nigga, you about 70 years old.
I like the Equalizer 3.
No, you're cool, but they're not going to top five.
No, hell no.
And
hell
also,
no.
I don't like when action heroes are too old.
Oh,
I don't feel like you and Liam Neeson, Denzel did that and you died because Denzel went shoulder chop. Come
but
on,
he grabbed the hand here and he got the nerve.
Man,
in there.
Come on. And I know old man strength. Yeah. Did that hurt, by the way? I kind of went in strong on the chop. It was a little too much. I felt bone.
What if I really collapsed? Like, I still try to go through with the episode.
All right.
Magnificent Seven, out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool, though.
Yeah.
But nah.
Fences.
Not top five,
dude. Okay, we'll take it out. Roman J. Israel, out. Because a lot of y'all you refuse to watch it.
Denzel plays the same guy every time. You see Roman J. Israel?
No? Well, shut up. All right. Producer only. Okay. The Little Things, out.
Don't even know what that is.
Man, it came during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do remember that. Watch out.
It sucked. The Tragedy of Macbeth.
I didn't see it.
I've never seen it either. I don't like Shakespeare talk.
No, I don't.
So that's how you get rid of me.
Thou nigga sheddeth uppeth.
Yeah.
Turning it off.
Art of thou whack.
Hush. Dost thou wanted to watch it? No, thou doesn't press the plan.
Henceforth,
I'm
turn this shit off.
ETH to stuff.
Yeah,
really.
I don't like it, but I haven't seen it. So
yeah.
Equalizer 3, Gladiator 2, and Highest to Lowest, both out.
I didn't see. I'm not gonna argue that. Okay, so where we stand?
So now, still in the conversation, we got Glory. As you want to keep Glory around
in the conversation?
Okay. We want to keep. Philadelphia? Do we say Philadelphia?
Yeah,
Philadelphia.
Oh, you got it, Leah? Yeah.
Leah. Oh, you got it. Oh, perfect.
All right, Leah on the ones and twos.
All right,
what
we still
we got
around?
So you have Malcolm X and Training Day that you both agree on.
Yes.
In the conversation, you have Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Fallen.
Is your mic on?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Philadelphia, Fallen, The Hurricane, Remember the Titans, John Q, Man on Fire, maybe American Gangster, and maybe Glory.
Okay, I'm going to say American Gangster got to go in solidified.
Okay.
Of what we have left,
yeah,
American Gangster got to be
yeah.
in there. Especially if you iffy on Glory, then I know American Gangster.
I think Glory is out.
Really?
Yeah.
You know
just
what?
For a movie as a whole, I just remember bits.
I'm partial to war movies.
Yeah.
If I must introduce my bias.
Yeah.
Love war films.
Right.
Civil War. I also was learning about it at that time.
Yeah.
But it ain't like a, oh man, let me cut Glory on it.
No.
And watch the slave feet.
I ain't seen
feet.
Glory in years.
No, I don't want to see slave feet with no, they have no socks, man. I don't want to see.
Great ensemble.
Great ensemble.
Andre Brower was in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Morgan Freeman, seeing Morgan Freeman and Denzel together was a rare treat.
Yeah, and Denzel was great.
Yeah.
He was Raphael, basically.
He's fantastic.
He was Raphael Turtle version.
That's the plan from our great leader, huh? Slavery. But, yeah. But the movie as a whole is just...
Okay, I'm okay with that.
All right, so Glory's out.
Are you saying American Gangster is...
American Gangster, I'm not fully committed to the top five just yet, but I'm still down for it to hang around.
Okay.
Until we cycle through the rest.
What's your entry that you want to argue for?
I want to do... I want Man on Fire in there.
Denzel, Dakota Fanning, Creasy Bear...
I really liked the storyline, the movie, the way it looked. Cinematography was going crazy.
And the color correction was
weird. I like how ruthless Denzel was to get that child back.
Yeah.
And his character was just interesting because he was dealing with so much internal stuff throughout that whole thing. I just think that was a great Denzel performance in a dope movie.
You're partial to action, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're partial to action.
American Gangster got some action in there.
Yeah, I got a little piece.
But I just feel like American Gangster, there was something missing.
What was missing?
And I don't know what it is.
There wasn't nothing missing now. It had everything. It had Russell Crowe and Denzel opposite each other, bigging each other up. Great story. I didn't know about Frank.
Maybe Lucas. I wasn't as invested in Russell Crowe's side of it.
I don't think you need to be.
But still, that was,
I mean, it was a
that
big
was 50% of the movie.
It was. I won't say it's 50. It's
47.
47.
You know what I'm saying?
43.
That's a big percentage off.
Why
Man,
would you invest
Man on Fire, I'm fully invested throughout.
I ain't even arguing for Man on Fire to be out.
But American Gangster, I think I just wasn't that into Richie's side of the whole story.
So you going out?
And then I feel like American Gangster, like once they got him and he was all cool and cooperative, I feel like they started rushing the proceedings.
Well, I mean, now he's snitching.
Yeah.
We want to fast forward that part, man.
I'm still, you know, it could be in there,
okay.
But that's why I got...
We
got
to whittle it down.
We got to whittle it down.
So everything we're saying is still in there.
So we still
we got...
We
John
you have
Q.
10 movies in there right
oh
now.
My
10
God.
Movies?
Yes. Oh, my God, man.
Where you? Okay, what's your thoughts on John Q? Because that's up there. Is there something missing from John Q? Did you believe the child didn't bring enough to the table with the heart palpitations and Ronnie
John Coleman? Q is excellent. But that's just something I can't... Because we got to factor in rewatchability.
Yeah, I'm not...
I can't rewatch
But are you not
John
Q because of the sadness factor?
Yeah, man, that movie's heavy, man.
Yeah, James Woods, boy, he played the...
Oh, man.
Oh, the rich people talking about hearts over tennis...
Yeah,
and the black baby's heart exploded at baseball practice.
Come on, man! Because we gotta factor in rewatchability.
Well, remember the Titans? I could watch every day.
That's why it's still in the. It's
remember
in
the
contention.
Titans is that was a TV movie.
It's still in contention.
Yeah, it's great, great
I'm
rewatchability.
Not mad at that.
But how is it more rewatchable than The Great Debaters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't seen The Great Debaters since the movie theater.
Left side.
Yeah.
Wood Harris. That,
yeah.
Is that guy from...
Donald Faison, they call me.
Donald Faison was good in there.
Yeah.
That's like his thing that he knows how to do.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it, but he does it really well in that. Does it really well in Scrubs.
He's just a good time,
He's
man.
Just a fun guy,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
I don't know him, but I imagine.
Every role I've seen him in, he's been a good time.
Yeah.
Even the New Jersey Drive.
Ryan Gosling is in there.
He is in there. The
yeah.
little country boy.
The dude, the Sunshine, the actual guy, he's a football coach right now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
today.
Dope. Today, to this day.
And my brother went to that high school.
Okay.
Herman T. Boone or whatever it's called.
So we still got 10 left?
I mean, are you putting Remember the Titans in there?
Are we saying Man on Fire is top five? I might not argue with you. I
think Man on Fire has a good case for top five. We'll take The Hurricane off.
Get The Hurricane the hell out of here.
Acting performance, top five for sure.
But movie, nah, man.
But we'll take The Hurricane off.
Now we're not doing top 10 because top 10's too easy.
That's a bailout.
It's meant to be hard.
Dang.
Because the problem is Man on Fire, American Gangster, John Q.
I think John Q was out just because of rewatchability.
Come on, man. That's great.
Man, that's a downer. Even though it's a happy ending, he still went to jail. I can't handle that movie.
I love that, by the way. They was like, yeah, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad your son is going to be all right. Get his ass. We're going to do the 2 years. Absolutely.
And I don't want black people to go to jail, but if they would just be like, man, no jail, I'd be like, man, hell no. Nah.
That would have been a cop out.
He did all kind of crimes.
Hell yeah.
Yep. I'm not going to bury my son.
Man, this is a heavy movie. So all these movies, Malcolm X, Training Day.
Malcolm X is heavy.
But I can rewatch that. I've rewatched it.
That's true.
I can
get
always
your hand
come
out my pocket.
Yeah. The end,
that brother,
tears
starving.
Me up, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think Philadelphia's out.
Yeah, get Philadelphia out of here, man. And take the cheesesteaks with them.
Philadelphia's out.
So the ones out that you've mentioned, Philadelphia, John Q, Glory in the Hurricane.
Okay. So what's
left is Fallen, Man on Fire, Fallen's American out. Gangster, and Remember the Titans.
Fallen's out.
Then we don't have five.
Yeah, we do.
How?
We still got Man left.
So
Fallen is out.
Fallen. So we said Man on Fire still in.
Man on Fire, American Gangster, Fallen, Remember the Titans, Malcolm X, Training Day. So
we got six. Okay.
So that means we're saying Malcolm X, Training Day, Man on Fire, Remember the Titans, and one more. Mm-hmm. It's got to be American
Let's
Gangster,
do American
man.
Gangster.
It's got to be.
Let's do it. American Gangster.
Okay.
Okay, now we got the five.
We got the five. We got
Malcolm X, Training Day, Man on Fire.
Remember the Titans,
American Gangster. Now we order this.
Okay,
up.
So do you really believe that none of those out is worth being in? Before we move on.
Yeah.
I'm
good with these five.
John Q for Man on Fire.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
John Q for American Gangster.
Yep.
John Q for Remember the Titans.
Yep.
It's not funny anymore, is it? It's not funny. We're not having fun anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, now we got to order them.
Because all of these five.
Rewatchability up there.
Yeah.
That's a big important part of a great movie.
For sure.
Is I want to turn it on. Shawshank is ranked up there.
Because you can watch it anytime.
If Leah turned on Shawshank, I'd be like.
Yeah, I would just shut down the whole
whatever
podcast.
Whatever I had to do later.
Like, Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne. Yep. Yeah. Like I never seen it before.
Right.
I can't wait till the warden pushes his finger through that poster. Yeah. His face when he rips it off.
Yeah.
And then them on the street. I'm just like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to pick up JoJo. Figure it out, man. Andy Dufresne. Okay, so to me, Malcolm X is Denzel's greatest movie.
Let's keep it up there.
One for sure.
Yeah. Malcolm X is one.
Training Day.
I think Training Day is two.
I would agree.
All right.
So what is three then?
We got Deja Vu, Remember the Titans.
No, Deja Vu's the hell out of
here,
man.
I mean, not Deja Vu.
Man on Fire,
Remember the Titans, and what was the other
one? American Gangster.
Okay. American Gangster. Third.
I love this.
Yeah.
I thought you was going to go for Man on Fire, and I was ready to argue.
Nah.
I was balling up my toes. Like, man, nah.
American Gangster.
American Gangster's third.
Yeah. You with it?
For me personally, yeah.
Okay.
I love American Gangster.
American
Flawless
Gangster's
movie.
Third. Remember the Titans is four.
Yeah.
Very easy to watch. Very
and you
good.
Honestly could flip American Gangster. Remember
you
the
could,
and
you
I
go
wouldn't even
on.
Really be. I could turn on, first of all, any of these
right
now. I'm trying to think if enjoyability is it. Remember the Titans or American Gangster?
For me, I like gritty, so I'm always be like.
And you know, I American. Like silly.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to mention any specific movies.
Remember the Titans is just a feel good.
It's a good time. Yeah. Cheetah. Let the boys play. And he dealt with some race stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they
didn't shy away from
it. Remember the Titans number three.
Number three and
American Gangster number four.
Okay, so we got Malcolm X, Training Day.
Remember the Titans. American Gangster.
Man on fire.
That's the five.
Denzel Washington.
That's the five.
If you disagree, that is your American right. You can disagree with this. You can have your own list. You could love Roman J. Israel. It could be number one for you. That's the whole point.
Nobody's seen it but me, apparently.
Yeah. And probably Roman J. Israel probably saw it. He's like, man, this is what I'm talking about, y'all. Who's with me, y'all? I'm Roman J. All right, we love y'all. We'll be back. I want to do another one, Tom.
All right, let's keep it going,
man.
Tom Hanks.
Now, you know that's my boy now. You know old Tommy Tom is my boy now.
Tom Hanks is next.
All right, Tom Hanks next.